and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Frog Silsit Limited Q1 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I would now like to hand the conference over to Tushar from Ventura Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Tushar.
Thank you. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Ventura Securities Limited, I welcome you all to Frog Silsit Limited Q1 and FY21 earnings conference call. The company is today represented by Mr. Konark Trivedi, Managing Director, and Mr. Charanjit Kalra, Chief Financial Officer of the company. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Trivedi for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for this conference call. I, along with our CFO, Mr. C.J. Kalra, welcome you all to our Q1 financial year 25 earnings call. Today, we have gathered to discuss the journey of Frog Silsit Limited, vision for the future, and the key drivers that have propelled us to success. As you know, FSIL is a growing company, and we have been in the industry for more than 20 years. From humble beginnings, we have evolved into a leading design house and manufacturer of radio frequency equipment, catering to the diverse needs of mobile networks from 2G to 5G and beyond. Our products are not just components. They are the backbone of telecom towers and public safety networks, ensuring seamless connectivity and reliability for millions of users worldwide. With a portfolio of over 27 products, including RF repeaters, active DAS system, and antennas, we have established ourselves as a comprehensive solution provider in the RF equipment domain. Our dedication goes beyond products. We offer end-to-end solution and encompassing in-building coverage, planning, design, and installation for mobile operators. We are also proud to announce the successful launch of our interference mitigation system, showcasing our commitment to leading the way in providing superior telecom services. Looking at our performance, revenue from operations increased by 7.6% from 334.01 million rupees in Q1 financial year 24 to 359.44 million rupees in Q1 financial year 24, led by robust execution of orders. EBITDA stood at 28.31 million in Q1 financial year 25, compared to 36.39 million in Q1 financial year 24. Margins stood at 7.88% compared to 10.89% over the same period. The compression in EBITDA margin is attributed to increased hiring to meet the demand for our upcoming services. PAT stood at 11.75 million in Q1 financial year 25, and PAT margins stood at 3.27% during the same period. Frog Silsit Limited's order book stands at impressive 810 million at closing of Q1 financial year 25, reflecting strong client confidence in our capabilities and in our ability to deliver high-quality, innovative telecom infrastructure solutions. The diverse and extensive project pipeline provides a solid foundation for sustained revenue growth in the coming quarters. Looking ahead, our growth is driven by rising demands for in-building coverage and expanding opportunities in mobile coverage solutions, particularly DAS, as greenfield airports and metros alongside 4G to 5G upgrades. Increased spending from third mobile operators, deployment of EHF coverage for railways, and interference mitigation solution in operator network further bolster our prospects. These initiatives are reinforced by the Make in India initiative and national security product requirement, aligning perfectly with Fox Cellset's core competencies and positioning us for substantial benefits. Now moving on to business update, we received an LOI from L&T Technology Services for designing, manufacturing, and supply the IBS systems for Bangalore Metro, valued at approximately Rs 9.4 crore, to be executed within financial year 24-25. We have also received an LOI from ACES India Private Limited for the design, manufacturing, and supply and services of an active draft system for Noida International Airport. It's a significant deal also to be executed within financial year 24-25. In conclusion, FCL's future looks promising as the industry undergoes significant capex growth, and we will contribute to this with our innovative products. We are well prepared to capitalize on the numerous growth opportunities ahead and are confident in our ability to expand our operations while delivering value to our stakeholders. We extend our gratitude to our board, management, employees, partners, and shareholders for the unwavering trust. Together, we aim to deliver solid performance and reliable growth for FCA. Thank you for your time, and I am happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad, and please wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes from Tushar Ragatate from Kamaikya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to know, like, you have front-loaded the cost in terms of employee expense. Just wanted to know how you're seeing the FY25 going forward in terms of margins, and how are you seeing the order pipeline going forward? Yes, sir, that's my first question.
Right, so, Tushar, thanks for the question. I'm sure several of our shareholders are looking for answer to this question. So look, we are, what we have been doing for this quarter, for Q1, as well as, you know, we started this from Q4 last year, last financial year. That we are building up, really, you know, our team for the services as well as production to cater to the new upcoming requirements that we have, that we are seeing that the orders are already there, and we are expecting few other large orders to cater to those requirements. We are building up team. So. And that's the reason why you see the results. The product margins are intact. The cost of employees have gone up, and that is basically a build-up to deliver new services and products for the business which we have in hand, and this is upcoming business. We are expecting a growth of about 30% in this financial year 25 from last year. And we are expecting an EBITDA margin of around 15%. Further, there is a potential upside of another 10% growth if we manage to get few of the deals, large deals, which we are expecting.
Okay, got it, sir. So this guidance is coming from any soft order booking, or there are yet to be ordered, like yet the orders are to be confirmed?
Tushar, we get orders on quarterly basis. So there is a regular operator business that we have. That's one thing. So there we are seeing nominal growth of about 20%. Which is going to be there. Then, in addition to that normal business growth from the operators, we are expecting, you know, we already secured two projects. One is BMRCL, that's Bangalore Metro, through L&T. And the second project is for Noida Airport, through ACES. So this is a totally new business, which is a upside for us from the new business. We are expecting a couple of more projects coming our way in the short term, maybe within this quarter, which will be again delivered within this financial year. So those are again going to be a new business for us. So this is new business. Further, we are seeing upside coming in from the third operator. With the funding in place, with their plans for expansion, expanding the network, we are seeing the business growth from there, a substantial business growth. So this is the short term or for this financial year growth which we are expecting to come from.
Yeah. So why am I asking? Because historically our guidance was trimmed by half. So just wanted to know, like, what sort of risk are you seeing in terms of your guidance, your FY25 guidance?
Right. So, Tushar, see, what happened last year, we initially had given guidance of 40%, which curtailed down to 20% later, and we managed around that. So why that has happened, we were expecting these projects which we have secured now in Q1 this year, BMRCL and Noida Airport. These projects we were expecting in the last financial year, which for some reasons got delayed and finally came in Q1. Had they happened last year, we would have definitely hit our 40% target. We missed out on that 40% and we have to curtail our forecast from 40% to 20% is simply because of that reason. But now those projects have come, so they didn't contribute last year in last year's financials, but this year they are contributing. And then we are expecting a couple of more projects closure within this quarter, which will take us to this target which we are mentioning.
Fairness, I will get back in the queue.
Sorry?
Get back in the queue and ask after some time.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Tushar.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Rohan Patel from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a question regarding. So the growth you are talking about, 30% that you are going to experience this year, plus additional 10% growth you say. So how much that would be from our new portfolio of goods and services that were not provided last year?
Right. So look, when I say new growth or new market, new business, it's something what we are doing currently with the operators, which is a routine business. You know, that is our existing business, which gives us potentially a growth of 20%. And that additional 10% plus 10%, what I'm saying, is expected to come from businesses like Noida Airport is there, or BMRCL is there, or similar projects that we are expecting.
Okay, so the order book that you are having right now and that you are expecting this year to come, you are expecting from that 30% growth.
Right.
Yeah. And regarding in one of your presentation, the opportunities that we can address, like we have a couple of opportunities in 100 crore basket and many in 50 crores. So where are we right now? Like how many we can grab it in next 3 years or 4 years? Like how can we take it to like 500 crore revenue in next 3-4 years? And we have sufficient of opportunities that we can address. So I just want to understand the developments that are going on right now.
Right. So look, again, there are one, we are seeing a lot of growth coming from our DAS business, IBS business, because there are several new airports and metros which are getting built up, developed. There is a lot of stress on in-building coverage in large buildings for, you know, 4G, 5G. So that is one, we are seeing a lot of upside in that. Second, there is, related to this, today there is regulation which is put by government on all the operators that any equipment that they are going to put in their network has to be national security certified. And that has changed a bit how the competition works. And that is helping a bit because we are national security certified as a company and our products as well. So there is a bit of headwinds favoring us in that direction. Another growth perspective we are expecting is coming in from our public safety products, which are TETRA coverage and VHF coverage, which is primarily for railway. Now, VHF, VHF product is there, but it will take, it is in the approval process. And railway's RDSO approval process takes a bit of lengthy process. So we expect that to start adding to our revenues from later this financial year or maybe next financial year. Additionally, we are investing in SMT line or EMU services, and that is further going to give us addition to our new business. Our interference mitigation solution is anyway there. We are just waiting for conclusion of the business on that. That's another growth area we have.
Do you have any order with interference mitigation system? Because this is something that we have developed indigenously over here. So do you have any progress over there? Because that could be a big opportunity.
Right. So still, things are on pause on that. We are waiting for operator to conclude a deal. It is getting included in part of some other bigger network deal which they are currently negotiating. So we are waiting and watching. So far there is no order to answer you, but it is expected sometime soon.
And like before we said that we won't be getting like your backing, TRSP, that manufacturing service like TMT line is, not margin accretive product, and now we are wanting to get into it. There are a lot of players already in TMT, SMT line. So why do we think like we will be making, a progress over
right
there?
Right. So there are two things to this. One is we for our products also we use SMT 9, so for which currently we outsource it to a third party. So we have in-house requirement for that. Second is, when you look at manufacturing as a service, you go out to seek customers for that. Their first primary requirement is that if we have SMT line or not, if can we do SMT process in-house. So So if the answer to that is no, then that business opportunity drops out mostly. So if we need to do something on the lines of manufacturing as a service, SMT line is a kind of must. Then third thing is... Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm asking the SMT line that you are talking, will that be used captively for our other products, or you are going to help outsource people do that? Like, you are going to get contracts for manufacturing those on that line?
So my first aim objective is to use it for our in-house work. And whatever spare capacity, if at all, will be there, we plan to use it for third party. That too, not for just the PCB assembly work, but to manufacture boxes, complete boxes, units. And I was telling you the third point. The third point is, we are already PLI recipient, and now government is checking with all the PLI recipients if they are interested to enhance their investment limits, which will obviously enhance the incentives also. So, you know, with that, if that is going to happen, we are going to make this new additional investment as part of PLI, which will give us incentives as well.
Okay. So, let's say...
Rohan, sir, I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. Could you please join back the queue for more questions?
Sure, okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Our next question comes from Shikhar Mundra from Vivog Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
So, wanted to understand, for the growth guidance we are giving, are we expecting H2 to be significantly better than H1, or we are assuming all the three quarters to be roughly contributing the same?
We expect ramp-up to start from Q2 itself. But H2 is going to be definitely much more significant, better than Q1 and Q2, H1.
So we are expecting like quarter on quarter growth, Q2, Q3, Q4.
Yes.
Okay. So we are guiding for around 30% growth minimum, not assuming the extra 10%. So that's like a revenue of 205-210 crores.
Right.
And we have an order book of 80 crore. So what gives us the confidence that we'll be able to, you know, win more orders worth 100 crore during the year? I mean, which areas are you seeing, and what gives you the confidence?
Right. So as I said, our normal business is with the operators, mobile operators, is seeing nominal 20% growth, which is there. We have already signed rate contracts, because this rate contract is an annual process which they have. So they have already, for this financial year, they have already signed rate contracts now. So that is one confidence which we have to achieve that nominal growth of 20%. Further, these two projects which we have already announced, BMRCL and Noida Airport, they themselves are about 30 crores of business, which will be definitely billing within this financial year. So that makes it almost 10% growth, right? And then we are expecting few large projects more for airports and metro.
So the growth 30% is excluding these airports, the Noida and BM.
No, that is including the BMRCL and Noida, yeah.
Okay, and what kind of competitive intensity is there in the for the Noida and BMR? Like, how confident are we of getting that 30 crore order from there?
Order is already there.
Okay.
Order is already there. We have to just execute them.
Okay, all right. And for this, let's say whole year we do 205 to 110 crore. So roughly, like, what will be the breakup between the different products?
Look, we generally don't provide the breakup as such. But broadly, if you look at it, then in 205, we will be doing about 30 crores of services.
Okay.
About 40 to 50 crores of projects, DAS projects. And remaining is going to be our normal business, which is IBS accessories and network accessories and antenna.
Okay. And the current order book of 80 crore, like, is it possible to give a breakup? Like, what all is there in that?
We usually don't do that. We are still a very small company, you know, doing 157 crores is very small, you know, to make out, you know, thin lines from that doesn't make that sense and gives a lot of exposure for the competition to use that data. So we avoid these.
And so where are we with Jio? Like we have, I believe we have onboarded Jio as a customer, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, you're right. We have Jio as a customer.
And how big a business would Jio, is it possible to share details about how big, I mean, how fast are we scaling up with Jio?
It's a scaling up. We'll not be able to share a lot of details here because of confidential reasons.
Sure. Okay,
we are doing this
on the ground,
yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay. Thank you, and best of luck, sir. Join the queue back.
Thank you.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Santosh Kundapuram from Investment Handle. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have a question regarding the telecom sector business as such. So, as your clients like Jio and Tejas Networks, you know, they are growing at a very rapid pace. So, definitely looks like there are certain tailwinds in the industry. Can you please enlighten us with, like, you know, what are the, you know, in summarized form, you know, what are the tailwinds you are seeing in the sector? Because your vendors or your customers are growing, so I'm anticipating you will also obviously grow with that effect. If you can throw some light on that.
Right, so Santosh, yes, you're right. A lot of investment happening in this sector already. Although if you see for on the 5G level, as of now, there has been pause. Operators have invested on the outdoor sites, whatever they need to invest. There is a pause they are facing, most of them. But what they are doing now is they are now looking at indoor coverage. They are very particular about that, and they are investing now in the indoor coverage, and that's where we come into picture. So we are seeing a lot of growth coming in that segment. So that's where we are.
And is it like repetitive business, or is it like one-time product that you sell for these customers?
So see, one side, let's say, you know, we are talking about Noida Airport. So Noida Airport, once we deploy the equipment, it is good to go for next 10 years. Unless there is in between, there will be, you know, some 6G upgrade will come, so we have that upgrade option in between. But majorly, investment will be done in one time. But, okay, Noida Airport right now, we have got is phase one. Okay, similarly, there are going to be six different phases for Noida Airport itself, which is going to be happening over next 3 years, 4 years. So similar size orders we are expecting as repeat orders for different phases of Noida Airport. So there is on the expansion side. And there are new airports which are coming, which needs this equipment. Something like, you know, just for example, Navi Mumbai is one airport which is going to come, which will need such equipment, right? And there are several other. You know, there is plan for almost 150, 200 new airports to be built up. Each one of them will need a system. So there is a lot of expansion, a lot of potential there.
And how about this VHF and IBS on the railways or the metro sites? Like, can you explain, like, what is the VHF product that you are trying to build?
Okay. So like, you know, there are, one is cellular network or mobile coverage that we all know we use. In addition to that, there are different other networks. One is Tetra network, which is there. Tetra network is used by mainly police, wireless, fire safety, ambulances. They communicate on Tetra. So for Tetra, we provide again the coverage solution, repeaters and DAS. Similar to that, there is VHF system, which is used by railways. So for railways, again, for that VHF system, we will be providing our repeaters and DAS system for coverage enhancement.
Okay, thank you. And one last question. There was something, some product you were building for defense. I know you said it was a little slow at that point in time, probably a year back. Any progress on that, anything that you're seeing in the near future?
I think I told this in the earlier conference call also. So for us, you know, defense is going a bit slow, and which is bit not matching with our DNA. We are kind of a company where we work with operators, need sort of immediate results, lot of up and down pretty fast. It's a bit slow. Defense is a bit slow for us.
Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from Rohit Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Rohit, hello.
Yeah. I have basically two questions. One question is regarding order book, current order book. And the second question is regarding, like, what we have added the new customer in this financial year, in the first quarter. And going forward, what are the plan for adding new customer based on the product we are adding to reach those numbers of target of 500 CR, which we have kept for ourselves in next 3-4 years?
Right. So what do you want to ask about order book? The order book stands at 81 crores at the end of Q1. That's where
Thank
we
you.
Are. New customer additions, we have been adding new customers primarily in the space of IBS or DAS. Like we have mentioned, we have added Indus as our new customer. We have added Crest Digital as our customer. We have added ACES as our customer. So all these new additions have happened. All these companies are working on in-building solutions, providing in-building service. They are treated as new customers. So Jio is a new customer addition. We are anyway working with Vodafone Idea, where now they're having new investments and plans for new rollouts. We definitely see a potential growth of business with them. Yes, that's where we are.
And one I have is, like, we have kept the target of 500 CR in next 3-4 years. So how sufficient we are at the current juncture to get those numbers?
Look, as the thing this time, we are very much, you know, see that number happening within time. There is no doubt we have to achieve that number. It is very much achievable, and our plans are focused on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a follow-up question from Rohan Patel from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, I absolutely get the tailwinds that we are experiencing, and there's like a over $4 billion that's going to be spent in next 2-3 years in as private telecom, BharatNet, and BSNL. So what would be the share of our product portfolio in that, the product that we are offering? What would be the share of our portfolio? And second, how are we addressing that? Like, tailwind is for everybody. It's for our peers as well. What are we doing to to capture the market.
Sorry, Rohan, I didn't understand your question, the initial part of it.
Yeah, so we have a big tailwind that's happening in telecom sector. That is for everybody,
right.
All the peers. What are we doing from our side? What is Frog Felsite doing to capture that? We have product portfolio. How are we marketing? How are we getting customers? If you can
right.
give
so,
a next.
So, yeah, so Rohan, see, we are a very unique company from the product standpoint point of view. The products that we manufacture are not manufactured by any other Indian manufacturer. Whether it is, you know, HFCL or Tejas or any other business that you see, any Indian manufacturer that you see, telecom equipment manufacturer. So that's where we are unique. Now, so the people who we used to compete with are primarily, you know, companies who are bringing either equipment from China and supplying it under their brand, or they are European or U.S. Companies. So, and with this, what do you say, national security thing coming into place, there is definitely a challenge which our competition is facing. And that is helping us, you know, a bit to secure this business further.
Out of this $5 billion of opportunity that we have, like, what would be the addressable for us out of those $5 billion?
It's difficult for me to speak on you know that level, drawing it down from the $5 billion. I really don't know the calculation for $5 billion. Frankly, my vision is 500 crores, and that's where, you know, I'm driving the company to.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from Nishant Joshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Namaskar.
Namaskar.
Hello. Sir, मेरा पहला सवाल ये है कि हमारे DRHP और पिछले साल के presentations में जो पढ़ करके समझ में आता है कि opportunity बहुत ही sizeable है 5G की, but हमारी top line broadly ठीक है, आपने बताया था कि roll out delay हुआ जो expected था उससे, पर फिर भी काफी flat दिखती है और अगले दो साल में 500 करोड़ का top line. क्या कंपटीशन बहुत इंटेंस है जो कि इस बड़ी अपॉर्चुनिटी को हम 25-30% के हिसाब से ग्रो कर पाएंगे और वहां तक पहुंचना डिफिकल्ट होगा? और दूसरा क्वेश्चन ये है कि जो हमारे प्रोडक्ट्स हैं उनकी कोई लाइफ साइकिल होती है जिससे कि रिपीट डिमांड भी बनती होगी, या फिर ये लाइफ लॉन्ग या लंबे दौर से चलते हैं? और आपने एक सब्सिडरी भी फॉर्म करी थी GORF UK में, उसमें कुछ बिजनेस प्लान में है हमारा एक्सपोर्ट अपॉर्चुनिटी को केटर करने के लिए है, या उसके ऊपर आप लाइट डालने थे?
हाँ जी, सो निशान जी, देखो ऐसा होता है, यू नो, वी आर आर प्रोडक्ट्स, दीज दास प्रोडक्ट्स आर यू नो बिट न्यू प्रोडक्ट्स, सो एवरी प्रोडक्ट हैज इट्स ओन लाइफ साइकिल एंड दीज are key components of a network. Now, from last 2 years, we have started to deploy these products. And this I'm talking about, you know, the new growth opportunities, because the regular business operator ke saath mein hai, IDS accessories and network accessories, wo to grow kar raha hai, that's growing at its own pace. There's a nominal growth. जो मेजर ग्रोथ आती है वो आपकी न्यू प्रोडक्ट एडिशन से आती है, न्यू एरिया से आती है. तो हमारा जो डास का है वो है प्रोस्पेक्ट, उसके लिए हमने हमारा बेस ऑलरेडी तैयार हो गया. तो पहले प्रोडक्ट डेवलप हुआ, प्रोडक्ट डेवलप होने के बाद में उसको हमने सेल कर दिया, सेल करके प्रोडक्ट लग गया। जब प्रोडक्ट लग जाता है उसके रेफरेंस पॉइंट क्रिएट हो जाते हैं, तब आपका ये हो गया कि अब सॉलिड वेस्ट तैयार हो गया, नाउ पीपल कैन बाय इट। सो द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट पार्ट ऑफ एनी बिजनेस इज टू गेट योर फर्स्ट कस्टमर, सो वी आर थ्रू विद दैट। तो हमारा डास प्रोडक्ट है सेलुलर का, वो हमारा लास्ट क्वार्टर में लखनऊ एयरपोर्ट में डिप्लॉय होके चल गया, सारे ऑपरेटर्स पे लग गए एंड एवरीथिंग इज रनिंग एब्सोल्युटली फाइन। एज ए फॉलो अप ऑफ दैट वी हैव रिसीव्ड दिस नोएडा एयरपोर्ट प्रोजेक्ट आल्सो, राइट? सो नाउ व्हाट एवर न्यू एयरपोर्ट्स आर गोइंग टू कम, वी आर द चोजन कंटेंडर फॉर दैट। Okay, that opens up a significant market for us. Similarly, Tetra domain में देखोगे आप तो Tetra में हमारा चेन्नई एयरपोर्ट पे हमने डिप्लॉय कर दिया Tetra। अब उसके बाद में हमें फॉलो अप मिला हमारा प्रोजेक्ट DMRC का मोटरोला से, वो वहां पे भी डिप्लॉय चल रहा है डिप्लॉयमेंट अभी। सो दैट ओपन्स अप अ सिग्निफिकेंट मार्केट फॉर अस फॉर Tetra। अब हमने ये डिप्लॉय किया, उससे पहले कहाँ कौन किसके प्रोडक्ट ले रहे थे, ये बाहर से प्रोडक्ट ले रहे थे, इम्पोर्टेड कंपनीज के प्रोडक्ट ले रहे थे। नाउ दे हैव गॉट अ प्रोडक्ट फ्रॉम अ लोकल कंपनी मीटिंग यू नो नेशनल सिक्योरिटी रिक्वायरमेंट एंड विच इज वर्किंग एज पर देयर नीड। एंड तीसरी चीज हमारी जो VHF की है, तो VHF का प्रोडक्ट अब तैयार हो गया, उसका अप्रूवल हो जाएगा, अप्रूवल होने के बाद में सिमिलर थिंग हैज टू फॉलो। इस तरह से एक एक करके चीजें बढ़ती हैं एंड यू नो ओपन अप द डिफरेंट अपॉर्चुनिटी। दिस इज टू आंसर योर यू नो फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन। सेकेंड क्वेश्चन फॉर GoRF UK, इज द कंपनी इज देयर, कंपनी इज फॉर्म एंड वी आर लुकिंग फॉर अपॉर्चुनिटीज देयर, नॉट वेरी प्रोएक्टिवली राइट नाउ। Right now we are, you know, doing some baby steps there. It is part of our, you know, larger plan. Thereby, all these projects, which products that we have developed here, we plan to take them to Europe market as well as US market. It is to continue that process.
Okay. Sir, ek question aur hai jispe current performance se related nahi hai, par ek aapse thoda sa ब्रॉडर पर्सपेक्टिव में जानना चाहते थे, क्योंकि आप आईपीओ अपना लेकर के आए, सो कंसिडरिंग आप करीब करीब 18-20% के आसपास का कंपनी का रिटर्न ऑन इक्विटी है, और ब्रॉडली कंपनी आपकी नेट लेवल पे हमेशा कैश पॉजिटिव रही है, तो मतलब जो सीनियर मैनेजमेंट और आपका सबका ऐसा क्या पर्सपेक्टिव था आईपीओ लाने का, कैपिटल की कंपनी को ऐसी कोई सिग्निफिकेंट दरकार तो नहीं थी?
Hello, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible, sir.
Madam, mera question, follow-up question, sir, se ye tha ki hum net level pe hamesha positive rahe hain. हमारा रिटर्न ऑन इक्विटी कंपनी का जो 18-20% के बीच में रहा है, और ब्रॉडली जो ग्रोथ नंबर अभी कंपनी क्लॉक कर रही है, तो मुझे ये जानना चाहता था मैं कि हम आईपीओ किस लार्जर प्लान को टारगेट करके लेकर आए हैं, क्योंकि कंपनी नेट लेवल पे कैश पॉजिटिव रही है, तो कंपनी को फंड्स की एक्सटर्नल फंडिंग की रिक्वायरमेंट क्या सोच करके लगता है कि आने वाली है?
Ladies and gentlemen, I request you to stay on the line while we connect the management back on the call. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, I request you to stay on the line while we connect the management back in the call.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, we got disconnected. There was a power script here. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Can I yeah, go ahead to the question?
Just hold on. I don't know. Mr. Kunak is there? Hello? Hello?
Just a minute, sir.
I'm not able to hear. Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Dear participants, I request you to stay on the line while we connect the management back on the call. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, please stay on the line while we connect the management back on the call.
Disconnect ho gaya tha actually. No, pata nahi phone bhi disconnect ho gaya because internet connect ho na so that way.
Dear participants, please stay connected while we connect the management back on the call. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected on the line while we connect the management back on the call. Welcome the management back on the call. Kunak, sir, please go ahead, sir. Kunak, sir, can you hear us, sir? I request the participants to stay on the line while we connect the management back on the call. Manak, sir, please go ahead, sir.
Yes, I was talking to Mr. Chan, so is he still there? Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yeah, is Nishant still there?
One moment, sir. No, sir. His line got dropped from the call, sir. Shall we go on to the next question?
Yes, please.
Okay, sir. We have a follow-up question from Tushar Ragatata from Kamakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up question. Just wanted to understand, like, in terms of growth, how are you seeing the future, like, do you see a growth YOY coming, or do you foresee a growth from H2 onwards only?
It will be YOY growth.
Okay. Sir, just curious to know, like the DAS, as you are saying, seems a very bigger opportunity. Like, why we couldn't scale up our revenue to the extent, you know, in tandem with the growth prospect or the size of the opportunity, like your thought on that?
So as I said, you know, there is a path to anything. Now, so everything moves in a step. So what has happened is, as I explained earlier in the last question, so first you do the product development, then the product testing happens, product approvals happen, then, you know, you get your first customer, you deploy the product, it get tested, people, so your customers get satisfied looking at it, you create a reference, and then, you know, it opens up the big market for you, right? So we have gone through those steps already, and now we are up for the big market.
Got it, sir. And sir, in terms of competition, like how are you seeing, you know, like what is the difference between our product and our competitor's product, you know, in terms of pricing for the airport authority, and why we see ourselves as, you know, capturing the market going forward?
Look, the product win, the projects win that we have on the latest projects talks about it that we comply to the customer requirements, and we are obviously competitive, and that's the reason why, you know, the orders have been closed in our favor. So that's where we stand.
And so, who is the market leader in the product in the DAS as of now?
Look, there are global companies like Comscope is there. Comscope is from US. Then there is a Korean company called Solid, whose equipment is deployed in Delhi Airport. There is a company called Pros Technologies, whose equipment is deployed in Bangalore Airport. So these are the companies whose equipment has been going in the projects so far, and now, you know, we are taking over them.
Okay, and sir, what would be a pricing difference between them and us, like the difference?
Look, it's a competitive world, so you have to compete with them shoulder to shoulder. But right now it's not just about price, but it's also about the national security approvals and all.
Okay, got it. Thank you for your answer.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from Tushar Vasuja from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, Tushar. Hi.
Okay, sir. Hello, sir. So my question is on, as you mentioned that you are the sole manufacturer of some of the products that you mentioned in India, at least. So, like, my question is, this is a high growth industry and the margins are pretty lucrative. So, like, why won't other players try to enter? Is it already happening? Like, do you see competition at your level?
Look, we don't see competition. There are not many companies many Indian companies who are into telecom equipment manufacturing. There are just handful of companies who are there, at least from the active side of it. So to develop any product, it takes time. So if someone starts from today, you know, we have also invested good 5 years. In developing the product, in getting it certified, in entering the market, getting the first customer. So it takes time. It's not a something which you can do it from, you know, within 6 months or a year.
Okay, sir. So one more question regarding this. Is there any scope of patenting your tech or product?
Yes, so wherever we are getting that opportunity, we are patenting it. So few patents we have already applied, and that work is on here.
Okay. And some more questions regarding your order book. So you have an order book of somewhere around 80 crores. So what is the completion period for it?
All of it will be completed, within this financial year, for sure. as I said, that this order book also includes the two projects, BMRCL and Noida Airport. So these projects will be most likely closed within Q3. And remaining one is ongoing business from operator, which picks up as per the rollout.
Okay. And so, sir, what's the average size and tenure of an order that you get?
Look, if you talk about the normal run rate business from operator, the orders keeps coming in every size. So to tell you, you know, that there can be an order which is like 500 rupees order, just a few connectors, okay? And at the same time, there is order which comes in excess of like 10-15 crores also. So it depends on, you know, what they want to order. But run rate business with the operator works on rate contract. So as I mentioned in the earlier question, they usually sign a rate contract on the first quarter. So for this financial year, they've already done for almost all the items that they buy from us. And now we are getting the orders for that and we are supplying.
Okay, sir. And so one more thing regarding the PCB line that you put up, the SMT line. So how much would that potentially save us? Because right now we are outsourcing the PCB requirements, right? So how much would that save us annually?
Tushar, firstly, we have not put up the PCB line, SMT line right now. It is in the plan. We have delayed the plan of putting it. As I mentioned, we are expecting that we will get an opportunity to increase our investment limits in as per PLI. And if that opportunity is coming, coming to us, we would like to include this SMT line investment in that investment bucket that we'll have from PLI, so that we'll have increased incentives, you know, under PLI. So this is one. And the second is, it's not just about saving on the current product cost which we give to outside world. It's that cost is not that much, but it is the new products that we are coming up as ONT. So ONT manufacturing will be a large volume manufacturing, and primarily SMT line will be used for ONT.
Okay, sir. And so one last question. How much is the revenue from top 10 customers for FY24 and for this quarter?
Look, we don't have too many customers, Tushar. Probably, you know, if you look at our total customers, they will be 10-12 customers only, right? So our revenues from top 10 customers, if you ask, maybe, you know, it's 99%.
Okay, so what's the biggest customer for us?
Airtel is our biggest customer.
And can you reveal how much revenue we get from them?
Yeah, so last year it was around 70% plus from them.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That answers all of my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That was the last question. Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Trivedi for closing comments.
Right. Thank you. So we thank all the participants for attending this session. We believe that we have satisfactorily run you through our company and financials and addressed every arising questions thereon put up on the floor by the participants. We continue to see growth in our broad product portfolio and witness a strong momentum across our business support by R&D and other strategic initiatives. We remain focused on bringing new products, exploring new markets, and creating value for all our stakeholders. Please follow up with investor relations team Kunal and Naman of Captive IR if you have any questions which weren't covered up in the session. And hope you have a great day ahead. Thank you once again.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call for today. Thank you for your participation. You may all disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.